Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
WGN WGN and a good Friday afternoon, wherever you may roam. John Hansen in for John Williams until 3 o'clock, and that snow certainly is falling. It's a perfect weekend to maybe put on the pajamas whenever you get home this evening, and yeah, don't take them off until you got to go back to work on Monday. My plan is to not leave the house all that much if I can avoid it, and just kind of cuddle in. It's a great weekend to do that. I love any weekend you can do that, but this one you kind of have a built-in excuse. 312-981-7200, still getting the text, just started snowing in Maywood as the snow continues to move to the southeast and to the south, and looking like everyone's starting to see some snow except the south suburbs and northwest Indiana, but do not worry, it is coming. All right, we've been talking about the Van Dyke sentencing hearing, and we're going to take a break from that for a bit. Of course, we will keep you updated if we hear anything new or anything consequential. Of course, if we hear the sentence itself, we'll bring that to you here on WGN, and we'll keep you updated on the snow. Keep on chiming in, 312-981-7200. Let us know what the snow is like in your area, and maybe what your plans are for the weekend, which will be a snowy, blustery, cold weekend at that. But changing gears a little bit, I want to introduce you to Katie Yeo. She runs an incredible organization called Able Ensemble. Katie, thanks for joining us here on 720 WGN once again.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Are you all hunkered into the house right now?
Yeah, I'm watching carefully. We actually have we have workshops tonight with our actors, so I'm hoping that I can get out of the house.
Fingers crossed. I think you'll be okay, at least in the early evening hours. So you mentioned your actors, and you run a theater ensemble, but this one's a little bit different than maybe some of the traditional ones you see around the area. Walk us through who your actors and actresses are.
Yeah, well, Able works with a range of actors with Down syndrome and other developmental differences. Tonight's sessions are with some of our teen ensembles, who are ages 14 to 21. And then we also have adult ensembles working with individuals from that population, ages 22 and up.
I think it's an incredible organization. You know, I think that. But I wanted to see if you could share with our listeners, why you and Lawrence created Able Ensemble. What's your background, and how did you get on this?
Yeah, so I have a theater background. That was I grew up doing theater in high school, and I was in show choir in middle school and all that good stuff. And I went to Syracuse for my bachelor's in acting. And Syracuse University has a program that's now called the All-Star Cast. It was called something different during my tenure there, way a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
They partner undergrad acting students with individuals from the community, from the Syracuse community with disabilities. And it was just a really valuable experience for me. And I loved it so, so much. And after a couple years, just, you know, doing the actor's life and auditioning and all of that, I kind of fell into volunteering here in the city with an organization called Gigi's Playhouse, and figured out the way to sort of combine my theater love with this sort of larger purpose, because that's what I think I felt like I was missing, just kind of digging around and doing all the headshots and auditions and all of that stuff. I felt like I kind of lost sense of a why. So it was great to combine my two loves. And Lawrence, who you mentioned, who's now my husband, at the time we were dating, newly dating, and I brought him into rehearsal. I decided as my first show to do Romeo and Juliet, because that would be easy.
Oh, right. Yeah, Shakespeare to start off, yeah.
Yeah, Shakespeare would be easy. So I brought Lawrence in to teach some basic sword fighting skills. He's an actor as well. And he just kind of fell in love with it. So he and I have started this kind of crazy journey of building our own nonprofit and running all of these sessions and putting on even more Shakespeare and all different shows and movies and all sorts with this great crew.
I think I took it for granted I was a theater kid, which would probably come as no surprise to our WGN listeners and people that watch me on WCIU. But, you know, I just grew up in Downers Grove, and we had theater classes growing up, and we had them in high school, and I just, you know, you kind of just assume that everyone has that opportunity. But for a lot of folks, especially those with different abilities, that certainly isn't a window that's open to them. It must be rewarding to give students and young adults the opportunity to do that. But it's more than just what happens on the stage or on the movies that you do. The skills that they learn and the social situations that they get to be in this sort of Enable ensemble, those things translate to their lives at home and in school, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think anybody who has that kind of creative arts background can attest to that, right? That it's about so much more than just the thing, than just the piece that you're working on. And all of these theater games, theater games, we call them games, but I think they're really serious in terms of learning skills like eye contact and listening and teamwork and communicating, whether you're verbally a verbal communicator or a nonverbal communicator, ways to get your point across, and emotional literacy as well, right? How to process feelings and deal with some bigger feelings that might come up, and you get to explore that safely through a character. So I think it's all really important. And for our guys, what I think is great about Able is that we are giving everybody a chance to do some of these larger roles. A lot of our actors are now in mainstream schools, and that's fantastic, and they might be in theater programs at school too, but they'll be kind of relegated to the background. I was pointing to one of our actors when we did Wizard of Oz. She was Dorothy, and mm-hmm. she was the Wicked Witch of the West, because she had two different scenes for us.
Uh-huh.
And then they did Wizard of Oz at school, and she was a flying monkey the whole time. And it's like, there's so much more to you than that.
Right.
So trying to bring some opportunities for everybody, to show all these different sides of their personality and explore different sides of their personality. And I love theater. I could gush about it all day long.
Right. But it's amazing. And like you mentioned, you've had actors in the past, and some of these students are maybe not the most verbal. I mean, they might be nonverbal, and they encounter difficulties, of course, with their different abilities. With Down syndrome, there's a lot of course, challenges. But, you've had moms and parents that have come to you and said, he is a different person now since he's gone through this.
Yeah, and I think it's just giving room and giving space for everybody to communicate in whatever way is best for them. But we've had each actor that's with us is working on a different set of goals. Everybody's, and that's true for every human you're going to meet
right. Anywhere.
But we're all working on a different set of things. We've all got a different list of what we think could make us the best us, and it's just trying to tap into that for each individual person who's with us. And I love those moments when parents tell us they were surprised by something they saw, or, people who live day in, day out with these people see them on stage and say, I've never seen that side of her, or I've never seen her do that, or they're participating more here than they have anywhere else. I think we're able to tap into some great stuff. And some nice deep stuff for people. And I think that there's a lot of social support there too, right? Because they're in an environment with other people who are like them. So it's an equalizer in the room as well, right? Like mm-hmm. if you're in our rehearsal space, you look around, your disability is not the thing that's going to make you different in that room, whereas it might be the only thing that people are seeing in many other spaces that you're in.
I've got a text I wanted to know. Again, we're talking with Katie O of Able Ensemble, an organization that works with kids and young adults, actually teens and young adults, with Down syndrome and other different abilities. They want to know, does Able work in the schools? How does that work in terms of finding your actors or your teachers? This teacher specifically says, or she has a teaching group at Lane Tech, and they want to connect with you. How does it work? What are the nuts and bolts?
Well, we have a couple different branches of our program. So we have our core ensemble program, which we run with different partners, theater partners around the city. So we have a great friendship with Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and we'll do performances with them. So we have those kind of weekly sessions that individuals can sign up for and register for independently. Then we also have our outreach programming, and that is where we'll send in a pair of our teaching artists and some of our veteran actors to lead workshops, either one-time workshops or longer, anywhere from 4 to 12 week residencies. So we just did one of those with the PACE program at National Lewis University. We're working with Vaughan Occupational High School right now to try to get something set up with them. So there are opportunities on kind of both sides. We can come to you, or if you have an individual you think would be really well suited for us, they can come to us directly.
You mentioned Friday that you have a workshop tonight, and were there?
I
just wanted to build on one point you have made to me earlier about it, that, you know, like these students that have Down syndrome, they're in their classrooms and they're talking with, you know, they're talking with other students, and other students say, I'm going to this party tonight, or I got this thing, especially on a Friday, you know, the high school students talk to each other what their plans are for the weekend. And, you know, some of the students with Down syndrome may not have as big of a social circle, or they may not be able to go out and do as many things, I guess you could say. I hope that doesn't sound too offensive, but I guess you know what I mean. They may not have quite the calendar that some of these other students might have. This gives every student something that they can brag about and say that they're doing this weekend and be excited about it.
Yeah, we are obviously a creative outlet, and that's the crux of what we're doing, but it's really important that we're a social outlet as well. And I think especially when you're dealing with our teen ensembles, it is there's so many changes and things happening, and it's an important time to know you've got something consistent that you can count on, where you're going to see people who are all, you know, of a like mind and working towards a similar goal. I think that's really important. And I think it's a social event, not just for our actors, but for their families as well. Like, we'll step into rehearsal and the parents go to the bar across the street, or they'll go out to dinner with each other, or they just sit and kind of talk in the lobby of the studio where we rehearse. Like, you know, it's an important thing for everyone who's involved, for all of our volunteers. You know, we're a very tight-knit community. All of these families have been very tight-knit, and then all of our actors obviously adore each other. So
where can people find out more information about ABLE Ensemble?
Well, ableensemble.com is our website, so you can follow, you can kind of meet all of our team on there, and we have our blog linked on our website as well if you want to kind of follow us through our rehearsal processes. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as ABLE Ensemble, and YouTube as well.
Are the classes full? Are the classes and workshops full right now? Do you have any openings for any more actors? How does that work?
Our teen ensembles, unfortunately, it kills me to say that our teen ensembles are waitlist only, but our adult ensembles, which are for actors 22 and up, do have plenty of spaces available for our adult ensembles, which will start up in mid-February on Tuesdays. And this workshop series that we kick off tonight is open to anybody, and we still have tons of spaces available for tonight is physical theater, next Friday is puppetry, and then the week after that is a classical theater workshop. And that all of that information you can register on our website, ableensemble.com.
Katie, it's an amazing organization. Thanks for sharing it with the WGN listeners, okay?
John, thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll chat soon, okay.